I think people in Bangor are aware of the Bangor Comic and Toy Convention held every spring here in Bangor. They're doing a halfway con over in Brewer this weekend, and the organizer of that, Will Hesketh, is here. And Will, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and Will did bring a guest who is appearing at the Comic Convention.
He is. Who is he?
Jason Marsden.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, hey, thanks for coming in. Now, is this your first time in Maine, or?
You know, this is, I think I was here years ago with family. I'm from Rhode Island originally.
Right.
And I came up here, it must have been 20-some years ago, but first time in the Bangor Airport, that's for sure. First time in this room.
Yes. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
My pleasure.
Jason's been acting for over 30 years now, right?
Yes, sir.
You got your start as a child actor in the 80s.
You got it.
Now, I'm trusting IMDb here.
Yes.
Your first role was on General Hospital, right?
Yeah, first big thing.
AJ Quartermain.
I was one of the AJs.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've talked to a lot of actors here. John O'Hurley, Bryan Cranston. They've gotten their start. You know, their first real regular jobs were in soap operas. What did you take away from being in a soap opera in relation to your acting career?
I was 12, so I took away, a much bigger paycheck, I guess, than I'm used to at that age. meeting some cool people, hanging out. I'd seen that show with my Nana, so I kind of recognized some people, but just the whole experience of, being a professional actor.
Mm.
Yeah.
And you did a lot of work on series that people would remember from the 90s. Full House, that's one that my daughter has gone back and watched over and over, along with our receptionist, Ashley. Knew you from that.
Yeah.
But your big thing, really, you've made the segue into doing a lot of voice work. You've got over 200 credits that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you a question about that. I voiced over a commercial film, do you ever get to see before you start to do the voice?
Like, do I open my eyes?
No, I had to keep reading all the scripts, and then they plugged them in. I wanted to see all the things I was describing.
Oh, well, I see what you're saying. If you're doing like anime, where it's already animated beforehand, but traditionally they record your voice first and then they send it to the talented artists and then they animate around your performance.
Which do you prefer?
I prefer, working with the group and recording the sound first, because if you're doing it to anime or something that's already been animated, excuse me, I worked on a movie called Spirited Away. And it was already done beforehand, but you're kind of locked into the lip flap. I'm moving my hand like a puppet that your listeners can't see. You're kind of locked into the rhythms of that performance. So it can be kind of tricky, but it's a fun game. It's a good game. Yeah. What voiceover did you do?
Oh, that was just for a promotional film for Sugarloaf Mountain Ski Area. Yeah. And I was telling Carrie earlier, what drove me crazy was saying the word amenity every 20 minutes, every 20 seconds. All the amenities here. By the end of the day, I went to sleep with amenities across my forehead.
Yeah, there are words that are hard to spit out sometimes.
Your work has covered just everything in the animated world. You've done Disney stuff. Mm-hmm. You've done a lot of stuff with the DC characters, Star Wars. What do you find in each project that sort of appeals? Is it, I guess, hard to find something in every project that appeals to you?
You know, as an actor, it's like, we're a hired gun. We're like plumbers. Mm. We come in, we read the thing, we book it, and we're lucky to have the job. I'm fortunate that a lot of stuff I book is stuff that I have personal interest in, like Disney, superhero stuff. Mm. It's just fortune, my man.
I was also wondering, your mother was a ballet dancer from the Yugoslav National Ballet?
Hetsy Marsden, who married, okay, how do I get into this? How much time do we have?
Well, I was just wondering if...
No, she's not my mom. My mom married Miles Marsden, who founded the State Ballet of Rhode Island.
Okay. Because it's interesting, ballet is a different kind of art. But it's an art in which much of the expression is left to the face and the body, where you don't get to speak.
Sure.
Did you see enough ballet that you learned some of your acting skills from that?
Yeah, definitely. My father Miles, who just passed a couple of months ago, I would often go to his ballets and his performances, and he was also gifted in mime and very expressive. And so I definitely gleaned a lot of what he was giving on stage to what I do on camera. Yeah.
Now, probably the most revered project that you were involved with was as the voice of Thackeray Banks in the movie Hocus Pocus.
Yes, that's right. There's no virgins in here, are there? No virgins in here? No. You can't go anywhere near the Black Flame Candle if you do that.
What's it like to be part of a movie that has become sort of a iconic for multiple generations of people now? I mean, there's, you know, three generations that have discovered and absolutely love that movie.
It's crazy to think that people are watching that movie habitually, traditionally, like we watch, I watch A Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life. Mm. Like I've been noticing it happening increasingly, but I think this weekend I was at an event in Salem, Massachusetts. And of course it was huge there. The movie took place in Salem. But it hit me that like, man, I mean, this is it. I'm part of something that's going to be, it's there. It's stuck. It's in people's Halloween lexicon.
Absolutely. Yeah. This time of year, Hocus mm-hmm. Pocus is on somewhere at some point.
This time of year, everyone does the same thing. Instagram me pictures of their television, what they're watching.
Now, you are in town for a Bangor Comic and Toy Convention.
Yes, I am.
Halfway Con. And how did you sort of arrange or what led you to get Jason up here for this?
Well, you would come to see me dance, and you gave me some tips.
I did. I went to one of his ballet recitals, and I fell in love with the art of dance. I'm a huge fan of Jason. Picking him up earlier, I was like, okay, try not to freak out, like stay professional. I grew up on the Goofy movies, on Hocus Pocus. My Saturday mornings were probably spent with a lot of, you know, cartoons that Jason voiced.
You know what I like about Will? He reminds me of my dad. They're both goofy.
I work with one of the people that represents Jason. His name is Neary. We've used him for a number of our cons that we have, and he's got an amazing guest list and the opportunity to, you know, have Jason come up. It's not something I could pass on. So
for people that want to check out the convention, Saturday and Sunday, what are the times of it?
So Saturday is from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday is 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right at the Brewer Eagles Club over in right off Acme Road, just before the UPS building. Okay. And then Saturday night, we have a con after dark at the Queen City Cinema Club as well.
That sounds like fun. He was telling me all about that. That cinema where you go, you can play your own movie if you want.
Yeah, you can bring your own movie. Yeah, bring your own. So, you know, for you want to get a big bunch of people together to watch something or do games or whatever.
Board games, everything.
It's an interesting place. Stage actors that we've had on and talked with, a big part of their stuff is they love the feedback of the audience. Mm-hmm. Now, as a voice actor and television actor, you don't get that. The convention's a way for you to get some of that feedback from your audience?
Yeah, people always ask me, do I like doing conventions? And it's always the same answer. I love it because, admittedly, I have an ego. I like it to be fed. You can definitely get it fed in a forum where people are there to see you and say hello and they just put me behind a table and they line up and they tell me how much they love me. It's not a bad gig.
Now I know you from a lot of different things, but one of the things is Fairly Odd Parents. My daughter, who is now 20. That was one of the shows that she watched a lot, and it was one of the shows that I could sit down and watch with her.
Yeah.
Because it didn't drive me insane. Yes. You know, it was fun. It was fun for both of us to watch.
It's a good high octane show.
And having been in the business for so long at these conventions, you must get, you know, different generations that know you for certain specific things. Can you sort of guess ahead of time with what that's going to be?
Yes and no. I mean, like, I still feel like I'm 18, so I'm shocked when people come up to me and say, you know, oh, I mean, I grew up, you know, with your voice, you know, I loved watching it Step by Step. And I'm like, oh yeah, you seem like you're not old enough to go out on a Friday night in the 90s.
Now the film stuff, the voice work, but there's also something else, the Mars Variety Show.
Yes.
Which
How'd you hear about that?
Well,
that's a Nashville thing, man.
I do a little bit of research.
Okay, so, dig it.
I looked that up. It sounds great.
Thanks.
The, sort of an homage to the variety shows of the 60s and 70s.
Yes. I was I moved to Nashville from Los Angeles, which is one of the best decisions I ever made. And my mother-in-law had these old Dean Martin show episodes, compilations, and I just went through them. I was addicted to it. And when I turned 40, I was like, I'll throw myself a variety show. I'll host. I know, just moved to Nashville. I know a bunch of musicians, and there's burlesque performers here. There's comedians and artists. Let's put them all in one room. And I had it like relentless where people couldn't look at their phone. It was like, something happens on stage. That's done. Lights out stage. Lights up stage right. Something's happening over here. Skit over here. Music over here. And people loved it. I thought I was doing something silly for me, but they loved it. So I just kept doing it. And I'm nurturing it into finding a new home for it live and nurturing it into a TV show.
Yeah, it sounds like a great concept.
Yeah.
Something I'd love to see at some point.
He's a videographer. It's something you want to do, I can tell.
Oh, my God,
he
please.
He loves burlesque. He loves all those kinds of things.
Excellent, excellent.
Well, I wish we had more time. We're
running, I do. I don't have anywhere to go. What are you guys doing?
I always like guys to run.
Segway. But, I ruined a segue. I'm sorry.
No. That's, hey, we most, as you could tell, as we were prepping here, you were waiting for us. Most of our stuff is done over the phone, so it's a treat to get somebody in the studio and
I love it,
and actually chat with them.
You joined. John Davidson was in the studio recently.
I just heard a great
Stephen Tobolowsky.
He was just here.
Yeah.
And Phil Proctor, I know Phil from, we had the same agent for a while.
Phil's going to be on next week, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I hope I didn't give anything away.
No, we've been talking about it. He's been great. On before. He is great.
I heard a great conversation with John Davidson on the Gilbert Gottfried podcast. Have you heard that?
Yes.
Unbelievable conversation. I was a fan of John Davidson from That's Incredible. That's what I was my son's age. That's what I was watching. And I had no idea his background in TV and song and dance guy.
We've talked to him, I think, three times now.
He came and brought his guitar. We had
fun. Oh, outstanding.
He was it was October 3rd, I think it was. He was in town to record.
Sure.
There's a late night TV show that's done here locally that he appeared on. So he came over to the studio and talked with us for a while.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Did he sing for you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he 80? He's like 83?
Something like that.
Yeah, he's late still, 70s, early 80s.
He's, he's kicking, man.
And we both play guitar, so we just looking at guitars, and it was fun.
That's awesome.
So now you're in town for both days of the halfway con?
Yeah, I'll be there 2 days. Yeah, and I'd love to meet anyone who wants to come by. I'll be there doing the selfies and pictures. And I think also, Will, there's vending and there's cosplay. People like to dress up in the cosplay.
Yeah, we've got a cosplay group that'll be there, cosplay competition. We've got a group called Winter House Gaming who's doing a Mario Kart tournament. Winner gets a $300 cash prize for that. So that's exciting.
Say what?
Yeah, right.
How's your Mario Kart?
There you go, Clark.
Clark, my son here.
Time to cash in, buddy.
I suck.
All right. Well, let's no 300 cash prize for me then.
Well, we tried, right? We tried.
So his Mario Kart skills are about the same level as mine.
Same. If you had a Fortnite one, though, maybe he could.
I heard. I'm going to have to download Fortnite tonight for him just so he has it this weekend.
Well, guys, thank you very much for coming in. Appreciate it. And
thank you for having us.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.